Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants, and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman. Thank you so much for joining me today as we talk to our guest. Yours truly. Yes, I am your guest today. Nobody else. Just you and I, and maybe you've got your family listening. I don't know. One of our Venture Alliance members, Chris, and his wife, Rachel, sent me this great photo. They were going on a road trip, and they were playing my podcast, and they've got two boys, and they showed a picture of the boys sound asleep in the back of the car. And they said, "This is what your podcast does. It puts people to sleep." Oh, okay. Little jab here and there. It's pretty fun once in a while. That was good. That was a good one. You got me with that. I laughed. So a few stories we've got to talk about, some different things going on out there. It seems like I've got a guest all too often. So first I want to talk to you about average. Now, this show is definitely not about being average. As you probably have noticed by now, I don't have much regard for being average, but there was a story I saw the other day by Michael Hawthorne, and it was about the most average city in America, the most average city. And as we look at markets around the country and even around the world, we entertain that a little bit, but don't recommend it because we haven't found anything that works so well internationally, but certainly have a lot of good places to invest in the U.S. As we look at these different markets and understand that there are about 400 real estate markets in the U.S. So when someone at the next party you go to talks to you about, you know, the real estate market, just educate them about how there are so many different markets and they all act very differently. And there's three basic kinds of markets: linear, cyclical, and hybrid. Of course, you all know that by now because we've talked about it ad nauseum. But here is the average city in America. Okay? And I will tell you what the city is at the end, but let me first tell you what some statistics about it. All right? Because here the article says, it's definitely an average American city. When you crunch the numbers on 8 measurements, while admitting that there are thousands more that could have been used, okay, but here are 8 of them, you see that this is like the typical cities, this typical American city. Here's the average of 917 cities that they looked at for this survey. And the average population in these 917 cities was 321,773. So 321,000 is the average population of an American city, right? Or of these 917. Average population density, 161 people per square mile. 161 people per square mile. Average, now this is sounds like an oxymoron, a non sequitur, a statement that contradicts itself. Average median age. So they take the median ages of all these cities and then they average those. It's not the average age, it's the median age. And remember, of course, there is a difference between average and median. Average, as you know, is just adding up all the numbers and then dividing by the number of items, right? And then the median is just picking the middle, okay? So a lot of times, interestingly, and I think this is kind of misleading. Now, usually these numbers are pretty close, average and median, right? But a lot of times, you know, you see these various price surveys and statistics on how the real estate market is going and this and that. They talk about the median price and this kind of stuff. And I don't know, you know, I have often asked myself, shouldn't we take the average price? And the answer to that question, well, apparently the statisticians disagree with me. They think the median is a more accurate number to reflect what's going on there, right? But if you don't have, you know, a few multi-zillion dollar homes in that market, it seems like the average might actually almost be a more accurate way to look at it. And so the only way to answer that question is, it depends. It depends on what's in that market and what's going on there, right? But anyway, the average median age was 38.4 years old. And turning the page here, the average median, here we go again with the average median, the average median income, $46,871 per year. And by the way, I don't think that's household income, because the household income is higher than that, right? But interestingly, it's not much higher. I think the last time I looked at household income, the median household income, it was like $56,000, I want to say. So interestingly, not that much higher. The average poverty rate, not the average median, but the average poverty rate, 16.8%, and 80.2% of residents commute by car. Now, why does that matter? Because in all my talk about the self-driving car, which has been extensive, although I've shut up about that lately, but I used to talk about it quite a bit and how that is a very disruptive force for real estate investors, because the value of real estate has always, since the beginning of time, back to the days of us living in caves, has been determined by three things. The three primary value drivers: location, location, and location. Those are the three primary rules, right? Well, the self-driving car is going to change that quite dramatically. 85.6% of residents have they're high school graduates. They have a high school diploma. 8.1 have a postgraduate degree. So what's the big deal? This is pretty much the average American city, okay? The average American city. And what city is this very average city? Well, did you guess? Lynchburg, Virginia. Lynchburg, Virginia. Going to the other side of the country, in San Francisco, you know, the Socialist Republic of San Francisco inside the Socialist Republic of California. Well, Zapier is a tech company you may be familiar with. We actually use their software, I guess is what you'd call it. We actually use their software. They are literally, so here the article is, Business Insider article, Malia Robinson says, in San Francisco, the rent, as they say, is too damn high. It's too damn high. But actually, because you are a smart investor, you know that renting in San Francisco would be a very good deal compared to buying or owning, okay? But in an effort to help employees, the article says, avoid the high cost of living, a small tech company will pay new hires, get this, $10,000 bucks to move out of the Bay Area and work remotely. In a blog post published on March 17th, Zapier CEO Wade Foster announced an experimental de-location incentive program that will reimburse moving expenses up to $10,000 if a person accepts a position at the startup and moves out of the Bay Area in the first 3 months. Folks, you can't make this stuff up, can you? It's just amazing. I mean, California, overrated. San Francisco, maybe the most overrated place in California. But, you know, I get it. I mean, you know, it's a tech hub, blah, blah, blah. But there's lots of tech hubs around the country. You know, if I were going to open a software company, and remember, I do own half of a software company, realestatetools.com. Go check out realestatetools.com and check out our great apps and our property tracker product and so forth that we've talked about. And by the way, listeners, every few months, maybe every, if you're a more advanced investor, maybe every 6 months, please just go to jasonhartman.com and listen to that 27-minute, watch that 27-minute video that I have, or you can listen to the audio-only portion. But really, watching the video is important on this one. Mostly, I like audio, the audio medium, because it's portable and it's great, and that's why you all love listening to my podcast, so thank you very much for that. But once in a while, you need to see the video, and this is one of those cases where the video really does help. But 27 minutes... it's the basic overview on Investing 101, and it's a free video right on the front page of jasonhartman.com. So check that out.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Another interesting story, and this one was another Business Insider article. It's titled, "We're Like Cockroaches. Developers are swarming over emerging neighborhoods." We're going from one side of the country to the other here, folks. So now we're going back east again. See, we started in Lynchburg, Virginia. Then we went out to San Francisco, and now we're going to New York City. Okay? And in New York City, this is, you know, this is going on all over the country, but especially in tight land areas. And the article basically, I'll just read you an excerpt here. It says, prices have increased dramatically in core areas, pushing people out to areas that were formerly peripheral areas, says Pinsky, who is heading RXR's investment in emerging markets like New Rochelle and other suburban enclaves. Basically, the developers are going out there and they are trying to solve the supply and demand equation. That solution could boost the confidence of lenders. This is interesting to see how it all plays together, who've been reluctant to give construction loans and financing. So look, you know, one of the things I always talk about in my, various philosophies and principles about investing and understanding marketplaces, and I think understanding marketplaces it's just so important. I've always kind of had a knack for that. Maybe it's just because I had so many years in traditional real estate and I saw rates rise and fall and supply of listings increase and fall to where there was nothing and supply of buyers increase and decrease. And, you know, you just sort of get a kind of a feel for it. It's kind of hard to explain, but there's always an equalizer. Okay. There's always an equalizer. And, you know, when I talk about like the three dimensions of real estate, for example, it's important to understand that things always equalize. So here, this article talks about how there wasn't enough financing, but the developers swarming over these emerging neighborhoods like cockroaches, as they say, right, has increased the confidence of lenders, okay? And so that puts more money supply into the development market. Now, let me actually show you something else about that. Well, I'm not going to show it to you. I'm going to tell it to you. And this is an email that I got literally yesterday. Let me find this email and I will read it to you because it's quite interesting. I posted it in our private group, and Venture Alliance members have access to our private content creation group. And it just says, my comment was yet another sign that financing is loosening up. Now, this is one of our lender relationships that is a hedge fund private equity market lender. Okay. And this is that new space that I am so glad to see the private market fill. in the financing arena, because before this happened, and really, you know, so many great businesses are born whenever there's a recession. During tough economic times, during the Great Depression, many people made their fortune. Many great businesses were formed because necessity is the mother of invention, right? So in the last Great Recession that we had a few years back, okay, the worst economy in 7 decades, and by the way, interestingly, and I showed this before on prior episodes and in my live seminars, about how income property was literally the number one best performing asset class in the world during the worst year of the Great Recession. I remember presenting that at one of our Meet the Masters events at our former office in Costa Mesa, California. And a lot of people were talking about gold because, as I recall, right around that time, may not have been the exact year, but part of that year, maybe straddling it, I can't remember, gold was on a tear, and precious metals prices were really going up as there was this massive concern about economic insecurity and economic collapse and all of that, right? So people looked for that kind of safety trade, if you will. Well, these types of lenders, these hedge fund and private equity type lenders, that's kind of what I call them. I don't really have a name for them, but it's what I call them. And so these lenders all came out of that. They all came out of the Great Recession. We would probably have never seen this type of lender addressing a space in the real estate market had it not been for the Great Recession. Now, what happened? Why did they rise up, and why are they out there now? Well, you know, basically what happened is we have the primary lenders that, you know, where loans are sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they have guidelines, and those guidelines got really tight and really strict during the Great Recession, and it obviously hurt my business quite a bit, but only really for a year. You know, that was 2009, I'd say, was really my toughest year. You know, it was still okay. It just wasn't that great because the financing had really dried up. And then, not too long after that, you started to see the free market provide different resources and different opportunities. And this is one of them. This is one that we've talked about on the show before, and they don't have a really good program necessarily for you right now as the buy and hold investor. But here's why I'm telling you this. Always look at the big picture. Always look at the whole supply chain. Remember, a few episodes ago, when I talked about how a lot of derogatory information is coming off of tens of millions of credit reports. Okay. Now, look at, nobody really considers stuff like that. They only consider, well, interest rates are high and low, and they take this sort of amateur view of things. But you've got to look deep and understand that it's not just about the rates. It's also about the supply of money, the ability to borrow. Because when we all look as consumers and as individuals at our personal balance sheet, we all look at our assets on one side and our liabilities on another, right? And if we take our assets and subtract our liabilities, what do we get? We get our net worth, right? But there's another asset that nobody ever puts on their balance sheet, yet it is a seriously powerful asset. And what is that asset, you ask? Well, it is the ability to borrow. It is the ability to borrow, because we know that debt, that mortgage, can be a huge asset in our wealth creation arsenal. So our ability to borrow is a very important asset. And I would say to you that if you have not exercised and usurped and used up a lot of your ability to borrow, then you have an unused asset. And that unused asset, just like lazy money, just like money sitting in a house where it's got a bunch of equity that you're not using, or sitting in a bank account that is not doing really much of anything for you, right? That's an unused asset. It's lazy money. Well, you might have lazy credit. And if you have the ability to borrow more and you're not using that asset, just understand that you are reducing your return on investment. You're reducing your return on investment because you have this unused asset. And that unused asset, of course, is your credit score, your ability to borrow.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Here, this email, as of yesterday, literally said, "Good morning. We are pleased to announce a new line of credit program. We will provide amounts from $3 million up to $50 million. I know you're all saying, well, you know, that's more than I need. I only need $1 million, right? Whatever. And this can be used for purchase only, construction only, new builds, and rehab projects. Okay. As one of the nation's premier lenders for residential real estate investors, our new program offers rates as low as 1.5 points and 7.99%. So basically 8% for flippers and builders up to, you ready? Now this is a sign that money is flowing into real estate, okay? It is a pretty significant sign that will drive the market, drive prices, drive rent, and ultimately, if it goes too far, they will overbuild. That's the business cycle, okay? The business cycle applies to business, but hey, real estate is a business, and that's part of the business cycle. So that's what happened the last time around, right? There was too much money out there. It was too available. It was too easy to get, and developers were building too many properties. And so they overbuilt, and then it took a while to absorb that supply, and supply ultimately did get absorbed, and now it's really short again, and now we're starting to see more and more money flow. Of course, we've seen that for the past several years, and that's why the market's gone crazy and inventory is so low. But this is another sign that you're going to see more and more deals because the availability of money. I mean, this is good money. You ready? Remember, I didn't give you the number yet, I don't believe. It's for flippers and builders. This is not for you, but it's for your supplier, basically, that is the business from which or from whom you buy your properties, our local market specialist, right? For 90% LTC, loan to cost, okay? So if they buy a property, they can borrow up to 90% LTC at very low rates, 1.5 points at 7.99%. I mean, that is a phenomenal deal, folks. Listen, I know that because I finance these deals all day long myself, okay? I do a significant amount of hard money lending, and I lend a lot to the people you are buying properties from, our local market specialists. And I'm charging them a lot more than that, okay? So, you know, it looks like the yield compression problem is continuing for hard money lenders because now they're not going to borrow from me, they're going to borrow from this company. But this is just another sign that there's a lot more money coming into real estate. And that means the glory days are still with us, okay? And that means you should be acting on that knowledge to buy properties and build a prudent portfolio, not a dumb portfolio. Don't overbuy, don't Don't be silly. Don't invest in dumb deals that don't make any sense. Follow my Ten Commandments. That's commandment number five. Thou shalt not gamble. The property's got to make sense the day you buy it or you don't buy it, right? But this is another sign, along with the other signs I've mentioned. Trump repealing or softening Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank has been hell for lenders. I mean, it's really hurt the real estate market, right? Well, a lot more money is going to flow into real estate in the Trump administration. Mark my words. Now, hey, it's a prediction. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I really don't think I'm wrong. And I hope you come back and listen to this podcast in a year, in 2 years. And, you know, the podcasts are all up there. You can listen to my old ones, listen to Flashback Friday, and you can see how right I've been. I've been pretty right about a lot of things. The only glaring wrong thing is, of course, interest rates. I did think interest rates would be much higher, and I was wrong about that, and that's a kind of significant thing to be wrong about, I will be the first to admit. But, you know, interest rates are damn hard to predict. I mean, you just, you know, it's very tough to do. And my other prediction is inflation, okay? Trump is inflationary, and inflation is the home run for real estate investors. So build your portfolios, work closely with our investment counselors. I'd say join us on our Memphis property tour coming up in like 9 days, but you know, I think it might be sold out. So join us on our next property tour after that. But, you know, don't just go to jasonhartman.com and look at the website. You need to be working with an investment counselor at our company. If you don't have one, just fill out any contact form on our website, especially one where you leave a phone number, and our investment counselors will be in touch with you. We've got a fantastic team, all very experienced, all many years in the business, all indoctrinated in the proper ways to invest by none other than yours truly. We're just here to help you build your portfolio and be a prudent conservative investor. And, you know, you're investing for yield. I mean, our investments are yield-oriented, conservative investments. And I, just like you, I'm sure this happens to you too, I get a little green with envy from time to time as I look at some of my friends who have invested in these high-flying cyclical markets, and I just remember back to the last cycle, and the cycle before that, and yes, I'm old enough to say, I remember the cycle before that, too. They get the rear end handed to them. So it eventually happens, you know. It's a game of musical chairs, and the music will stop, and someone will be left standing, and they will lose a lot of those gains they made. So I just believe in the conservative, prudent form of investing, you know, that a little bit of that comes with age and experience and wisdom and, you know, kind of the thought that you just don't want to have to go through the trouble of earning that all back, all that money you just lost. You know, you work hard and maybe you're 40 years old or you're 45 or 50 and you're like, I don't want to give all this back again, man. It was tough working for this money. I want to keep it, you know. Don't be too greedy. If you get 20, 25% annually all in with a multidimensional aspects of return you get on your income property investments, you're doing pretty well. Let that compound. Remember what Einstein said. Einstein, obviously a pretty smart dude, right? Einstein said he said something like compound interest ought to be considered the eighth wonder of the world. And you know, that's the thing. Just get your investments, get as many as you can, make sure they're prudent, and just let them compound. And let all the things that hurt other people, time, irresponsible government, market fluctuations up and down, let them all deal with that. You're just here riding out nice and comfortably because your investments produce yield. Even if the price goes down, as long as you maintain that same income and expense ratio, you've got yield, okay? And yield is pretty reliable. It's pretty darn reliable. And if some of my predictions come true about inflation and the self-driving car, a lot of our investors have invested in more suburban style properties. And remember, one of my predictions with the self-driving car with autonomous vehicles is what? I haven't said it in a while. Do you remember that prediction? Do you remember that prediction? That prediction is the rise of the suburbs. The rise of the suburbs. See, for the last couple of decades, we've had this rise of the inner city again, right? Where these urban cores have been rehabbed and improved, and they've turned a lot of these downtowns into relatively nice areas. But that's because people don't like to drive. But that's all going to change. I mean, the next 10 years, we are going to see significant changes here. Now, so, you know, Ford Motor Company, they placed this giant order, or well, they didn't place the order. Uber placed the giant order from Ford, right, for like a zillion self-driving Ford cars. And the delivery date is 2020. Less than 3 years away. Less than 3 years. Now, who knows if they'll achieve that, right? God, if they're buying Teslas, it'll probably be 2024. Elon and his over-promising and under-delivering, right? With that, you're going to see a huge shift in real estate. And it's going to be very, very pronounced. And you're going to see a huge shift in the auto industry, the insurance industry, because, hey, if self-driving cars are all part of the shared economy, and we don't really need a car of our own that sits there dormant 96% of the time. I mean, think about how many hours a day you use your car and do the math. You got 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week. How many hours do you actually use your car? Not many, even if you have a long commute, okay? So if cars become an on-demand item, that dramatically reduces the need for car insurance. If accident rates decline dramatically, that dramatically reduces the need for insurance.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Biz Talk Radio.
If you're in the insurance business, you might want to start planning for this change because it's coming. And then the whole parking lot business, right? If cars are on demand, hey, cars don't need to rest, just like airplanes, right? These jumbo jets, you know, if you jump on any airline, that plane is moving, man, because if that when that plane is sitting, it is losing money. You got to amortize the cost of that very expensive device. And when people don't need to own their own cars, what is that going to do to their personal financial life? Well, for most people, the second most expensive thing they have is their car. And if they don't need a car anymore and it's all on-demand, ride-sharing concept without a person driving, you just summon the self-driving robot car to wherever you are, and it's there in seconds, lessening the need for parking lots because the cars never stop. They don't need to park. I mean, it's just a phenomenal change. It's going to put a lot more money into people's pockets. They're going to have more money to pay you higher rent. Maybe they'll buy a house. And if they buy a house, what's that going to do? Well, that's going to put upward pressure on the prices of houses. This is all good, folks. And if you do not have an expensive or a portfolio of expensive properties in markets that are based largely on location, or I should say neighborhoods that are based largely on location, you're sitting pretty. because those self-driving cars are going to make your real estate more valuable. And I believe, it's my prediction at least, the higher end real estate is going to become less valuable because the location premium is going to decline. It's just not going to be that important. So things, what was Bob Dylan, right? That famous line, times, they are a-changing. They are a-changing, folks. So be mindful of that. We'll keep studying it on the show, of course. And be sure to check out that 27-minute video at jasonhartman.com. It is the overview of Investing 101, how to analyze a real estate deal. That'll really be helpful to you. It's always good to review that. If you're a more advanced investor, you know, please make it a point to even review that. You'll have new thoughts. Just let me say one more thing about that here. I remember Earl Nightingale, one of my first mentors at age 17. I was so lucky to discover Zig Ziglar, Dennis Waitley, Earl Nightingale, and Jim Rohn. Talk about four great mentors at age 17, right? Excellent, excellent mentors. And Zig Ziglar and Dennis Waitley, the Cerritos Mall. That's where I first bought their audio tapes. Yes, a single audio tape for $9.95. I remember Earl Nightingale explaining why he loved the audio format. And he was the founder of the largest producer at the time of educational audio content, Nightingale Conant. And what he said is, he said, the reason you've got to listen to audio content more than once, just like you've got to read stuff more than once, right? It's a comprehension game. But he explained it beautifully like this. And you got to think, you know, of the old-fashioned, although they're coming back into vogue, by the way. There's a resurgence in these, too. Record players, turntables, you know, those are kind of becoming audiophile. And, you know, real audiophiles, what are they like? They like vinyl because it's got that very smooth, silky sound that an, you know, MP3 file or a CD doesn't have, right? Anyway, this one may make sense. So on a record player, you've got the record spinning, and then you've got the tone arm, the needle, right? And when you hear a good idea on Jason Hartman's podcast, for example, or on that 27-minute video, your mind starts thinking about that idea. And then you go off and you process that idea and think, well, what does that mean to me? What could I do with that? How do I use that? What did he just mean by what he said? I don't know what he said. He's on a tangent. Now my mind's on a tangent, right? You get it, right? We all do this, right? I don't think I'm alone in that. We all do this. And so when we do that, it's like picking up the tone arm, but the record keeps spinning and the ideas that immediately follow it go by and you miss them. But then when you listen to it the next time, because you've already processed those ideas that caused you to be distracted and not pay attention, then when you listen again to that same audio content, you hear a totally new idea. You might think, well, I already listened to the past 806 episodes of Jason Hartman's podcast, right? But you didn't hear them all. Even if you listened to every minute of them, right, or every second of them, there were times that you were distracted and you missed an idea. And that could have been a real nugget, right? It's certainly possible it could have been. I mean, I only have like one nugget every 100 episodes or so, but you know, you got to find out where it is. So anyway, I like that kind of metaphor that Earl Nightingale used about the record player and the tone arm. And then after you've processed the idea, the tone arm goes back down and it starts hearing the record again. And then you hear all that until another thing comes along that you want to process and you're distracted by it. So that's the reason it's important to review this stuff. When I first got that Dennis Waitley tape, the audio tape of The Psychology of Winning, when I first bought that in Cerritos Mall, and I put it in my cassette player in my Toyota 4x4 truck that I had in high school, the car I saved up for, that was my first experience with visualization. I visualized that truck. I wanted it so bad. Kind of a jacked up, cool Toyota 4x4 truck. Thought I'd get all the girls with that one, and yeah, it kind of worked, not completely, but I visualized that, and then it became real. I actually bought it with my own money, $5,300 from the Recycler newspaper. Anybody remember the recycler? Yes, the old version of Craigslist. And I got that tape, that Dennis Waitley tape, The Psychology of Winning, 10 Qualities of a Total Winner, and I listened to that like 180 times the first month I had it. I just kept listening over and over. And every time I listened over and over, I heard something new that I didn't hear before, literally. So anyway, that's kind of just a little interesting thought there for you. Okay, so JasonHartman.com. Check that out for the 27-minute video. I think you'll really like it. Check out all our products in the store at JasonHartman.com as well. And we will talk to you on Friday for our next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, HartmanMedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.